Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk podcast. We're here at the Sundance Film Festival at the Adobe Creative Suite here at the Film Center, where all the activities going on for professional developers, media developers, not just software developers anymore, it's media developers for independent filmmakers. A lot of complicated new stuff, but you know, you guys are trying to make it easy. We're here with Kevin O'Brien from Adobe. Welcome to the podcast.
Hiya. Yeah, what we're doing here is we're actually illustrating the fact that the Creative Suite brand, which was very famous inside the sort of print Creative Pro arena for web, traditional print, and sort of mobile devices, we've actually brought the video tools into that now under the Creative Suite banner. We've actually unified Premiere Pro, Audition, After Effects, Encore DVD, using Bridge as a rich media hub to actually feed into Photoshop and Illustrator as well.
Talk about some of the features from an editing perspective. What are out there and what does this mean in this integrated suite?
Production Studio allows people, so a lot of people are familiar with Premiere and After Effects, but it was actually the toing and froing between those applications. There wasn't, you know, it was easy, but it wasn't as easy as it could have been. So people would have gone off and found a motion graphics expert to actually do bits and pieces for them if they wanted to put a special effect or some titles inside Premiere. Now what they can do, they can sit there inside Premiere, launch Bridge, choose presets that they can actually help, you know, they'll actually take them through and then go, oh, I'd like that animation preset, like do some text like this. And it actually helps them and encourages them to become a greater auteur. It makes their work so much easier.
What are you guys actually announcing? What's the new product?
Okay, the new products are, it's Creative Suite Production Studio, which is the new Premiere Pro 2.0, After Effects 7, Encore DVD 2.0, Audition 2.0, and full integration through Bridge and Dynamic Link with Photoshop and Illustrator.
What particular profile of developer are you looking at targeting with this product?
Okay, we're aiming very much at the independent filmmaker, the small sort of indie house that are doing bits and pieces. I myself have been doing post-production supervision for a number of indies out of the UK, where we have one film called Hibernation, another one called Census Taker, both of which have done exceptionally well. They were done in high definition and onto film using off-the-shelf tools, being Adobe Video Collection as was, off-the-shelf hardware with HP and Dell, and actually producing multi-award winning sort of product. And it's to show people that you don't need to go to the big guns. You have a complete production studio, you have a complete production environment inside Production Studio. So everything you need to do to produce an award-winning film can be done on your desktop.
At the CES conference, I was there with some folks, and at the Intel keynote, they brought out these new new model, and they had Tom Hanks, and they had Danny DeVito, and Morgan Freeman out there, and basically, what they were saying is they're going to start putting films directly out to the audience using the internet as a platform. Isn't that kind of like going around the studio? So is this the same model with this? I mean, you don't need to go to the studio houses to do film anymore with this product. Is that correct?
That's great. You can run out to film, and I've done run out to film for people, but effectively we allow you to output any sort of flavor of rich media format you want. So it's QuickTime, Windows Media, and now with the Macromedia acquisition, we can actually directly output Flash video from our environment. So you can actually sit there, edit and produce, finalize, and then pump straight out to the web with Flash video if you want. So effectively you can become your own distributor. You don't have to go to a distribution house. You can go straight to the web and actually publish this stuff.
The video's changing. You're talking about QuickTime and Flash Player. Where's the direction of video and the consumer experience? What's that format going to look like a few years from now?
It's not going to look that much different to what it always has done. You know, what we're doing is we're enabling people to actually push video over IP a lot more efficiently and a lot cheaper. Okay, so everything is going IP driven. So we can hit your mobile device, you can hit your set-top box, you can hit your satellite device, whatever. It's like, and it's also an IP. The IP model is the way in which the industry is going to go. It's very expensive to produce celluloid, except, you know, if you push movies out over IP, they can disseminate and do a multi-screening hit. They can release like a whole movie sort of continental wide in one go, but just by pumping it over IP, downloading onto servers, and then playing it out to additional movie houses. So effectively, as an end user experience, you're going to get that much more higher quality delivered to whatever device you want to see. It's just going to make it much more accessible as an end user. And we're helping empower the producers to actually pump that stuff straight out.
That's amazing. And what you just said was very profound. I mean, basically, the internet, IP, is going to be the platform for delivery. And you guys are building your suite on top of IP and for digital content.
yeah, we're just making it as easy as possible to sort of get that sort of that rich media data out there. So as new technologies come online, so Flash Video was released recently, fantastic compression on that, very small packet size, we can exploit that straight away without having to go to any third party.
Traditionally, it's always been kind of, to be an indie, you had to be really in the field, you had to know a lot of stuff, you had to know what the studios needed to do. What is the definition of an independent these days? Obviously, with HD cameras are getting sub 5,000, storage getting cheaper, these kind of tools are out there. Is the line of an independent really going more into the amateur? And where is that line going? And give us your view on that.
Okay, the line isn't going to an amateur. What the line is doing is effectively you're empowering people to actually experiment and innovate. The independent market is where the innovation comes. You know, studios are very staid. You know, they have to make sure that they get their return on investment. They won't take risks. Where independents, where they have access to the high quality tools at an affordable price, they can go out and they can innovate and try out new ideas. You know, often a testing ground used to be in commercials for like new filmmakers, so Ridley Scott and so forth, all came through commercials where they could, you know, cut their teeth, try new exciting things, then go to a studio and say, look, we've done these campaigns, we can do these big effects shots and so forth. Now, you know, with the high quality video available to be edited on the desktop, you have people who don't know the rules going out and making some very, very compelling, very, very interesting productions.
This is amazing. Innovation comes from experimentation. Independents have always been doing it. Adobe's now enabling people to produce really kick-ass professional stuff, and look forward to a demo sometime.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the podcast.
It's all right. Thank you.